You just got to wonder. Yeah, you know, cabinet space in a kitchen is a great thing, right?
Sure.
But what do you put in the cabinet that is above the refrigerator that literally you can never get to without the use of a step stool or standing on a counter or something like that, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We've got some, I think we have tablecloths for different seasons, occasions,
sure,
holidays.
Right.
We have the massage gun is up there and some of those like, wraps that you can put in the microwave and heat up that you can put around your neck.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are up there. And yeah. Now they're at kind of like the front on the bottom part so I can reach it still over the fridge.
Right. Yeah. Like my wife uses tongs to get stuff out. Like she'll open it with tongs.
That's clever.
And then use tongs to get things out.
Useful.
I typically just stand on the counter like, some sort of orangutan.
Yeah. And I do that too with the other cabinets for the stuff up at the very, very top.
Yeah. Yeah. But ours,
I can't reach.
Ours, you know, if it's a two cabinet situation above the fridge, one of the cabinets has like liquors, maybe some alcohol that we don't hardly ever use. It's probably been up there for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other
all
side.
All that lives downstairs in the bar for us.
And then on the other side has baking pans and like just knickknacks.
There's baking pans up there?
Yeah, but like baking pans that we don't use all the time, like bundt cakes or, you know, like molds of cakes that we aren't like typical or normal that we bought like one time to
maybe for the kids' birthdays when
they
were little.
It's
a bunny shaped.
Right, exactly.
Cake
it's like when the hell are we going to use this again?
Yeah.
Oh, put it up above the fridge.
Oh, there you go. It's kind of a wasteland, a little bit.
So we tossed it out on Facebook. Janet said, I present our Kazoo cabinet with a bunch of little marionette figurines. And
what?
That's above. And she attached
She's got marionettes above her fridge?
Well, they're not marionettes because marionettes are a specific thing, like, but with like strings and stuff. But no,
right.
They're like little dolls, action figurines, things like that.
What the heck?
I love it. But it's several comments. Are you now looking at it?
Well, I just saw a picture Roxanne posted of some sort of, she goes, let me move the leg statue and check. Like there's a leg statue in front of the cabinet door sitting on top of the fridge. This is the most bizarre thing ever.
Mary posts a thing, a little TikTok that she made. And she was like, I made mine usable. And you know what, Mary? You can just go home. She put like a little rack that can contain bowls and little muffin tins and pizza pans and stuff like that.
Oh, that's very organized.
I know. Way too organized.
Oh, that is.
Way too organized.
That is goals.
Yeah. Amanda, she posts exactly what like a lot of people do. I'm not climbing up there, but that's where I keep random less used travel cups and bottles, like cups that you get from the zoo.
Right? Yes, all those free cups you've gotten at places for things, promotions and whatnot. Wow.
Yeah, like, and Stacy's like, no clue, can't reach it. My husband just puts stuff up there.
I have no idea what's in there.
Sarah's like, I keep taxes and important paperwork.
Taxes and paperwork up there? Really?
Cindy from Simpsonville texted and we got dehydrated eggs and
what?
Dehydrated eggs?
That sounds like that's going to go sideways at some point, right?
Dehydrated eggs? I've never even heard of that.
I don't even know what that means. That's different from hard-boiled eggs, right?
I think.
Okay.
Holly says glasses, bowls. Oh, there may be a leprechaun up in the cabinet. Not really sure.
Sure, that would make sense. Oh my goodness. Michelle. Yeah. Yeah. Michelle's just like, I've never actually climbed up there. I have no idea.
Right. Another person said, thinks it could be a portal to Narnia.
Yes, that is entirely possible. Lindsay's like a quesadilla maker and a waffle iron we rarely use. No, you need to get those out, Lindsay. Listen, let me just tell you, our quesadilla maker was the best, most used. Random, just I saw it. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna buy that. Like, was not on the list, was not seeking out a quesadilla maker, but we use that at least once or twice a week.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
That is amazing. Get that down, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Get it down now.
Sherry is like, I keep the Christmas dishes, the platters and the bowls for parties and other party supplies. I have to stand on a step stool whenever I need to get something from this cabinet. Yeah.
Yes.
That's one of those cabinets. And then there are a ton of people that are like, don't have one. And then Deborah rolls in, I have a TV above mine.
What? Okay.
Wow. All right. Love
that. Yeah, Amanda, collectible antiques I display during the holidays, hummingbird food, an old ashtray in case a guest needs to use one outside, and crap I don't want to look at.
Yeah, Julie says, I'm too short to reach. For all I know, it's a portal to a cool new universe.
Yeah, it probably is.
Good stuff. Well, thank you.
I love the people that have included pictures and videos, though.
Yeah, just kind of a nonsense sort of thing, because everybody's got one of those, or most people have one of those, and hardly anybody knows what to actually put up there. So if you want to see some of the pictures of other people, just go to Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.